Hey, it's your girl Chyna, and I'm back with the Festa with Chyna, and I basically want to title this episode Celebrities Need to Elevate and Keep That Elevation. No, seriously. Upcoming artists, this is like mainly for you, but it's basically towards anyone that's reaching a certain level of success where they have a certain amount of following, where they're in a certain bracket, where they're not, they're above where they've ever been, where they're now reaching that height in that career, where they're actually making celebrity appearances. You're no longer that normal person that did that 9-to-5 or was in the streets. Like, you reach a level of success in your life where you're not supposed to move backwards. There should not be any reason why anybody in the hood, your hood, can have anything negative to say about you in the current and present day of your successful life and career. And that's a lot of reasons why these upcoming artists are dying so quickly, why they're getting labeled with rape, with molestation, and all these other extracurricular activities, because they don't know how to not indulge in situations where anyone could even make up a fucking story and say, hey, we was in that same fucking room. Whether it be just that. They shouldn't even be able to tell that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not okay for men to continue to touch or try to proceed with a sexual activity if a woman says no. Because we all know no means no, but a lot of men take it the wrong way. And it's because a lot of women do have tendencies to lead men on, which does not make it okay. But women have to also realize the part they take in it. Now, it doesn't matter the way that you're dressed when you go out, because when you go out, you know, a lot of people like to dress sexy when they go to these spots, when they go to these clubs, when they go to these concerts and any event. You know what I'm saying? That does not give a right for a man to touch you. But you have to know that not everyone has the same mind frame as you, self-control as you, and there are weirdos in this world, whether it be a nigga with money and a nigga without. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a pedophile, a known rapist, or whatever, somebody's going to say something to you. So you have to be prepared for, you know what I'm saying, the kinds of sexual advances you're going to get. Now, as far as women linking niggas, like, whether it be a celebrity or any man, linking them, and the first link, they're in a nigga house or hotel room or B&B where it's just them, and they inviting them to a back room. You know what I'm saying? If on your mind that you know you don't want to go sleep with this person, you don't want to have sex with this person, don't even give a nigga the idea that he can even approach you with that by not going, simply. That's like a bitch going on vacation, and we've seen this post plenty of times when they say, if a female goes on vacation with a man, is she obligated to have sex with them? My thing, and this is my opinion, everybody's entitled to their opinion, right? And a lot of women might disagree because, you know, a lot of people be for women, but they forget to take their accountability. And that's the fucking problem that I have with women, that they don't take accountability for their actions as well. It's like, so what? So what? He still shouldn't give him the right. But my thing is this. I'm not going on vacation with anyone I don't plan on turning the fuck up with, whether it is to sleep with him or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going on vacation with no total fucking stranger. That's number one, just because he bought my fucking ticket. That's why a lot of y'all be in sex trafficking or kidnapped. I'm sorry. Take accountability. Why are you going on vacation with niggas? And when you're on vacation, it's to enjoy yourself, to let loose. So, you know what I'm saying? Not do the things that you're normally doing. Why the fuck would you want to do it with somebody that you don't plan on sleeping with? That I'm not understanding. That just goes the same for women who play this victim game where they go link niggas in their first link. They go into niggas' houses and then a nigga make a move on them and then they feel away. And then it's like, oh, I didn't know. And that doesn't give him a right, but you let him on. Especially when you bitches is talking freaky in a text. You know what I'm saying? And saying things. Now, like I said, that does not give a man a right to still proceed and rape you or force you to do anything that you want to do when you say no. But don't put yourself in predicaments where these kinds of things can happen as well. Now, if you know that you can't hold your liquor, do not accept a drink. Do not drink. Or know your limit. Because you should not feel that comfortable, celebrity or not. Just because someone is a celebrity, that doesn't mean that they're an angel. We have to all remember that celebrities or people in the limelight still are human. They still have their demons. They still have their good and their bad parts to them. Now, I think that a lot of people don't know how to leave well enough alone. They still want to be celebrities and still have a normal life. And you have to pick one. When you sign up to be in the public eye and to be a celebrity, your whole lifestyle has to change. Like, as much as you love people and want to give back and want to seem cool, sometimes it's better to branch off and excel. You can bring who you want to bring with you, but you cannot go back and be doing the same exact things that can lead you into to accusations of things that, you know what I'm saying, that people wouldn't be able to say because you were not ever in the same room with them. Now, as far as women saying that, you know, why do a lot of women, when things happen to them, they run to social media before they run to the cops? Now, my understanding is that people have this opinion that if going to the cops, it does nothing. True indeed. True indeed. But running to social media and contradicting yourself and not addressing the full story, since you do want to bring it up, is not convincing at all either. To bring awareness is to be serious. Like, not to make a joke of it, not to be coming off as you think it's a joke. Like, things need to change. And that's just my message on that. Like, you celebrities need to learn how to, when you're moved on and you reach a certain level in life, it's time to keep leveling up, not to move backwards, not to give anybody a reason to say anything. Of course, people are going to have their opinions, but don't make it easier for them. And that's on period.